live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a Donegal-born senator says there needs to be a special time-limited exemption to allow the sale of alcohol for consumption outdoors. He says depending on Gardaí to exercise discretion is not fair on the business or on the Gardaí. A High Court judge directs the Minister for Health to outline the reasons for allowing indoor dining in hotels and B&Bs, but not in regular restaurants. Meanwhile, we'll hear from the local treasurer of the Vintners Federation on the need for clarity. The ESRI believes some social welfare reforms could be needed to help people get back to work post-pandemic, and Donegal's road safety officer on the incidents in Letterkenny at the weekend. Later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin was here with the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the issue of serving alcohol for consumption outdoors. A Donegal-born senator says there needs to be a special time-limited exemption to allow the sale of alcohol for consumption outdoors. It's after Gardaí said drinking alcohol in areas which were set up to facilitate an outdoor summer is not permissible according to the law. Justice Minister Heather Humphreys says she's spoken to the Gardaí Commissioner and members of the force can use their discretion.
He has assured me that the Gardaí will apply discretion, and he will be issuing a communique to his organisation today to confirm that. So for the most people, can I just say they've had a really good weekend, and I would like that to continue.
However, Monaghan-based Senator Robbie Gallagher says that's unfair to the businesses concerned and also unfair to Gardaí.
The law of the land would seem to state that unless a licence has been obtained from the courts to serve alcohol for consumption in the public space area, Gardaí are saying, and the law of the land saying, it's illegal. The Department of Justice, on the other hand, is saying that, ah well, don't worry too much about it, it's down to the individual discretion of a member of the Gardaí Síochána. Quite frankly, in my opinion, that's simply not good enough. Businesses have been through hell this last 18 months, and they're trying to get back up on their feet again. And when they open their doors of an evening, is the future of their business that evening going to depend on the discretion of a member of the Gardaí Síochána? Not good enough. It's not fair on the business premises, and it's not fair on the individual member of the Gardaí Síochána who, was what it boils down to, the word discretion, is turn a blind eye. So if a member of the public makes a complaint to a member of the Gardaí Síochána about a premises that's serving alcohol with no licence, and the Gardaí ignores that, that member of the public may very well report that member to GSOC, and the member is under investigation. So the simple solution to this problem is issue a special exemption for a time limit period to all the business concerned, so that it takes away the confusion and everyone knows exactly where they stand.
And that was Senator Robbie Gallagher. A High Court judge has directed the Health Minister to outline the reasons for allowing indoor dining in hotels and B&Bs, but not in regular restaurants. As it stands, hotels and guesthouses can serve their overnight guests in their dining rooms, but restaurants owners will have to wait until next month to do the same. With more, here's Court's correspondent, Frank Graney.
The Restaurant Association of Ireland claims the distinction between hotel dining rooms and regular restaurants when it comes to serving indoors is discriminatory. The distinction's been in place since the start of the month and isn't due to change until July 5th, when restaurants can resume indoor dining. Senator Michael McDougall, who's representing the lobby group, asked the High Court today for permission to challenge the law underpinning that distinction. He said his clients accepted the need for restrictions to stop the spread of COVID-19, but described the current situation as disproportionate and irrational. Given that indoor dining is set to resume 2 weeks today, the judge decided to direct the Minister for Health to outline his reasons for the distinction by July 2nd. This case will then come back before his court 3 days after the restriction is due to be lifted.
Returning to the question of drinking out of doors, and the Donegal Treasurer of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, Councillor Martin Harley, says in light of what's happened with Gardaí in Galway, saying that drinking outdoors in designated areas is still against the law, businesses do need clarity.
What we've been told by the government is that to prepare for an outdoor summer. And in fairness to the government, we'll see they've given out like a 17 million of grant aid towards outdoor seating, heaters, brawlies and all that there. So this has come, suppose this was something that we would have highlighted at Vintners meetings. And in fact, the VFI CEO, Corey Cribben, talked to Department of Justice about this last Monday regarding this could be an issue. And I think really what we need to look at here, Greg, is keeping cool heads. And this is, please God, this is just for the next few months that this is going to be an issue. We're seeking clarification because, as you say, the insurance companies are asking us, who is liable here? Mm-hmm. Have you got a proper license for that area in front of on the street? And are we going to charge you an extra $2,000 or $3,000 a year to have that, be able to use that space?
And that was Councillor Martin Harney. The COVID-19 Community Assessment Hub, which operated in Letterkenny from April until the 11th of this month, has been shortlisted for the HSC Excellence Awards. The facility ceased operations as GPs now have the capacity to assess their patients in their surgeries. The Donegal Hub was the first in the country to use telehealth, and while it was open, 208 patients were referred for telehealth monitoring, 70% by GPs and 30% by respiratory consultants at Letterkenny University Hospital. And there's more details on that on our website, highlandradio.com. 133 people have tested positive for COVID-19 north of the border over the past 24 hours. There have been no additional COVID-related deaths. 16 patients now being treated for the virus in hospitals in Northern Ireland, none of them in ICU. The ESRI believes some social welfare reforms could be needed to help people get back to work after the pandemic. A new report from the think tank shows some working adults may experience income losses if the economy is slow to recover. With more detail, here's Andrew Louth.
This report from the ESRI looks at the impact of the likes of the pandemic unemployment payment and the wage subsidy scheme. It adds that young adults, students and working adults without children are most likely to face reduced incomes once these payments expire. Senior Research Officer with the ESRI, Claire Keane, says some people will be working less hours than they were before the pandemic.
So there might be a need for more in-work supports for people so that, you know, if people are sort of partially working and partially unemployed, there's some more income support there for them.
This issue in particular is causing great concerns, according to the Irish National Organisation for the Unemployed. Head of Policy and Media with the INOU is Breed O'Brien.
The pandemic unemployment payment is a payment where you're either on it or you're not. So if your former job comes back and says to you, well, actually, we could offer you X number of hours, you know, that might be difficult to manage on.
The study also found that 95% of people receiving the PUP would be better off in employment.
Other news now, and a total of 53 arrests were made over the weekend by Gardaí in Letterkenny. 29 people were arrested for dangerous driving offences, 14 for public order offences, and 8 were arrested for driving under the influence of drink or drugs. 2 people were also detained on foot of outstanding warrants. But Donegal's road safety officer says it's unacceptable that people who came to Letterkenny for the weekend caused mayhem on the roads and put lives at risk. Brian O'Donnell says no one was safe on the roads as hundreds travelled to the town on what would traditionally have been rally weekend. He told today's 9 till noon show it was clear no one was prepared for the crowds that arrived.
Whether they're young or old that came to the town to cause mayhem over the weekend on the roads, it's just not acceptable to put lives at risk. Like, it's not acceptable that people can't use their roads in a safe manner and be safe and know they are going to be safe on the roads. But in no way at the weekend was anybody safe on the roads. We're very fortunate we're not sitting here this morning talking about people maybe had lost their lives or were seriously injured. But in no way can you tie this into the Donegal Rally. Like, this is a separate issue altogether because the Donegal people who run the Donegal Rally are first-class people. They do it in a very, very professional way. But unfortunately, over the last couple of years, these young people have come to Donegal with the sole aim of causing mayhem on the roads. We see it, if we see the marks on the roads, it's not normal for people to go around doing manoeuvres on the roads, leaving marks, and it doesn't matter if they're oncoming traffic, if there's traffic coming behind them. It doesn't make sense. It beggars belief when people think this is acceptable. I think we have to accept the fact that to accept the numbers and the volume of young people that actually arrived in the county for the weekend, I don't think it was legislated for or prepared for, because you couldn't plan for the numbers. I tried to get out of the town on Saturday afternoon and I couldn't get out. Like, they were queued back to the Clanree roundabout. Coming back in, there was one lane of the Clanree roundabout. Past the Clanree roundabout was occupied by people standing on the road. So virtually there was one lane that was actually being used to get into the town.
And that was Brian O'Donnell, Donegal County Council's Road Safety Officer, speaking there to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show. Well, the Cathaoirleach of Letterkenny and Milford Municipal District says there were a lot of positives in what happened around Letterkenny at the weekend. Councillor Donal Coyle accepts there were issues with noise and road safety, but he says there were also positives, particularly for many businesses who had just emerged from a long period of inactivity.
That's a big change from this time last year, when everything was basically closed down. That's one side of it. The other side of it's the noise and the traffic and all of that. And I think myself, the whole thing needs to be controlled and regulated. Let's put it in context. There was no rally this weekend. We're still just only coming out of the pandemic. It was the first big weekend that we had in Letterkenny. And I'm sure that all the businesses would be very happy to see so many people about.
Geoffrey Donaldson is expected to begin a new bid today to become the next leader of the DUP. He is likely to be unopposed, but the process won't be complete and verified until Saturday. Edwin Poots resigned last week after just 21 days in the post. British Conservative peer Lord Kane has advised several Northern Ireland secretaries and knows Geoffrey Donaldson well.
If he's elected, which I and many others expect to be the case, I think he'll be a highly effective leader. He's an extremely accomplished politician I've known for over 30 years.
Designs have been unveiled this week for a new environmental regeneration scheme in Strabane. The project in the Castle Street area is intended to improve the character of the area and help support local businesses. After extensive consultation, it was decided the Castle Street and Abercorn Square areas would benefit from an upgrade and reconfiguration of existing public spaces. Work to install new seating and planting features is set to be complete by August. Work is progressing on a plan to provide surgical termination pregnancy services for women at Letterkenny University Hospital. Saoilte says the hospital is not currently in a position to provide abortions, but staff are working with the Saoilte Hospital Group and the HSE's National Women and Infants Programme to progress the introduction of the service. They say a primarily community-led service is currently delivered by GP in primary care settings and women's health service providers in the county with appropriate access and care pathways to acute hospital services as required. 170 primary and post-primary schools across the country are to receive funding to improve their walking and cycling infrastructure. Five of them in Donegal. It's part of the government's Safe Routes to School programme. The Junior Transport Minister, Hildegard Nocton, says €15 million has been allocated for the project's first round.
So some of the improvements will include the upgrade of footpaths, of new cycle lanes, reworking the road outside a school's entrance to make it safer, putting in place cycle and scooter parking for schools. So a really exciting day for many schools across the country, and work is going to commence on that now in the coming weeks.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. Starting with soccer in the Airtricity League Premier Division tonight, Fin Harps look to bounce back from Friday night's derby defeat as they travel to Inchicore to take on St Patrick's Athletic. Kick-off at Richmond Park tonight at 7:45. The club's previous meeting this season ended in a 2-0 victory for the Saints at Fin Park back in April. In team news, Johnny Dunleavy, Stephen Folan, Barry McNamee, Adam Foley, Mark Tomlin and Ethan Boyle are all doubts, while Carol O'Sullivan will miss the game through suspension after accumulating 5 yellow cards. Well, we'll hear from Sean Boyd on a competitive Premier Division this season in a few moments. But first of all, manager Ollie Horgan looks ahead to a tough task on hand tonight.
And of all places, Inchicore, and when they're good, they're very, very good, especially at home. I saw them last week in Langford and they're outstanding. And we'll have to patch things up. It's a difficult place to go at the best of times. Most certainly after down bodies and losing a game like that tonight, it's even more difficult. But so be it. It's great to be going there, Dermot, to put it that way.
Like you said, there's no easy games. Every team you're coming up against face brings a different challenge. And if you're not ready, you'll easily be beaten. So it's a very competitive league, and obviously you've got to be right for every single game, because if you're not, like you said, anyone can beat anyone on a given day, so you have to be screwed in. And just hopefully now we can put a few results together,
yeah,
and maybe move up the table a little bit. So no, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, we at least there's a quick turnaround, play on Monday and get back on the horse.
Yeah, Van Harps away to St Pat's tonight. Well, for Derry City, it's straight into another North West derby as Sligo Rovers come to the Brandywell. Rory Higgins will have a full deck to choose from. Higgins' record since taking over at the Brandywell hot seat reads 1-10. Sligo come into the game having lost both matches since the mid-season break. Manager Rory Higgins wants another good display against one of the top sides.
I mean, when you've got the attacking players that Sligo have, then you always have to be on your guard. I think in Sligo we've done a really good job defensively against their front four, and hopefully we can do the same again tomorrow night, but also having a bit of attacking intent ourselves. And I suppose our last two home games here have been against teams, we've put a point up against Pats, we've put a point up against Bohemians, and they're two teams that are wiping the floor with teams at the minute, so people can't be too disappointed with them results. So our recent home displays haven't been too bad.
Elsewhere, it's derby night at Dalymount Park with a resurgent Bohemians entertaining Shamrock Rovers. There's also a Louth derby with Drogheda United entertaining Dundalk. And Longford Town, they welcome Waterford United. All games kick off tonight at 7.45. Elsewhere in soccer, Croatia head coach Zlatko Dalic says it's unfair that no Scottish players have been forced to isolate. Billy Gilmore has tested positive for COVID-19, but there have been no close contacts in the Scottish camp. Speaking ahead of tomorrow's game with the Scots, Dalic claimed there are inconsistencies in the coronavirus protocols. On the pitch, Ukraine and Austria will decide who joins the Netherlands in making it out of Group C in Euro 2020. They meet in Bucharest. That game has just kicked off. Also, the Dutch, they're in action. They can complete the group campaign against North Macedonia in Amsterdam. Both those games have just started. Three teams go into the final round of Group B games tonight, looking to join Belgium in the last 16. Denmark, they need a win against Russia and Copenhagen to stand any hope of qualification, while Finland, they face Belgium in St. Petersburg. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. In basketball, Letterkenny's Killian Gribben has been named as one of five uncapped players in the Irish under-18 basketball squad for the upcoming European Challenge in Slovakia at the start of August. It's not the first time Gribben has represented Ireland. He was involved in the FABA under-17 Skills Challenge last year. Gribben plays his basketball with LYIT Donegal and Letterkenny Blaze. In cycling, Sam Bennett's been ruled out of this year's Tour de France. The Carrick and Shore sprinter failed to recover in time from a knee injury. His place in the Deconic Quickstep team goes instead to Mark Cavendish. Last year saw Bennett become the first Irish rider since Sean Kelly in 1989 to win the Tour's green jersey. Some Olympic news. New Zealand's Laurel Hubbard has become the first ever transgender athlete to be selected for the Olympics. The 43-year-old weightlifter will compete in the women's super heavyweight category at the Games in Tokyo. Hubbard competed in the men's events before coming out as transgender in 2013. The IOC changed its rules to allow transgender athletes to take part in the Olympics in 2015. Meanwhile, there will be domestic supporters at this summer's Tokyo 2020 Olympics. Numbers will be capped at 50% capacity with a maximum of 10,000 people in each venue. A report by Japanese medical experts issued last week suggested the games should take place behind closed doors. And in rugby, the IRFU have confirmed the attendances for next month's tests with Japan and the United States. A maximum of 3,000 fans will be at the Aviva for the visit of Japan, while the number will double for the following week's meeting of the United States. The IRFU is allocating 300 tickets for the Japan game to frontline workers. Finally, for this evening on this week's DL Debate podcast, Brenton Devaney talks men's and ladies' Gaelic football with Colin Parkinson, Paddy Bradley and Maureen O'Donnell. The DL Debate will be available online at highlandradio.com this evening and will be aired just after the 7 o'clock news. That's all your sport. It's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. A fin whale which was discovered stranded in Lough Swilly on Saturday has died. Following the report of the live stranding, the Donegal branch of the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, dedicated marine biologists and others attended the scene. The whale is normally found in deep waters, and the Donegal Group says it's possible the whale may have been feeding in shallower water and become disorientated. The whale passed away last night, just after 11. A Donegal deputy is calling for the right to retire at 65 to be restored. A Sinn Féin motion will come before the Dáil tomorrow, urging the government to commit to restoring the right to retire at 65 on full pension rate. Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says people deserve to have the choice to retire or continue to work. He says the government needs to listen to the people.
This was a huge issue at last year's election, and a clear message was sent from the voters that they want the right to retire at 65 reinstated, and they also want that choice to be available for workers. So if they wish to continue after 65, that's fine, and if they wish to retire, and I'm very conscious of people who work in labour-intensive industries that's been sore on their body for many years, to have the right to retire at 65.
And it's vital that that full pension rate is given to those as well.
That's it. I mean, I think there's two issues here at stake. One is the right to retire at 65 for those who want to, and the other is the right to continue to work and not be forced onto the dole at 65. So there's two issues, and for us it's about the right to choose to retire or to continue to work. That should be available to all workers depending on their circumstances.
Deputy Patrick McLaughlin there speaking to Michaela Clark. And the INMO is calling on the government and the HSC to take action to tackle overcrowding in hospitals. An emergency meeting of the organisation's emergency department task force is to take place this week to discuss ongoing concerns over levels of overcrowding being experienced by both patients and healthcare staff. The INMO's Northwest Industrial Relations Officer Neil Donoghue says it's been proven that increasing staff numbers helps alliviate overcrowding.
The stress this poses on our members every single day where they attend to work, you know, they're going into work at the minute with not appropriate staff and resources. They're struggling to actually reach the demand of the patients that are arriving also. So I suppose at the beginning of the pandemic, there would have been a lot of care that was held off. They might have cancelled elective surgeries in the HSE, which might have been an appropriate decision at the time to reduce the footfall in the hospitals. But the consequence of that resulted in more complex care coming at a later stage, and we believe our members are experiencing that now.
For the forecast, it will stay largely dry this evening. Some scattered showers may affect some northern coastal areas, mostly moderate north to northeast winds. Tonight will be mainly dry but cold under mostly clear skies. Lowest temperatures of 2 to 6 degrees Celsius in a light northerly breeze with some mist patches developing. Tomorrow Tuesday will begin dry with good sunshine, but cloud will push in from the northwest through the morning. Rain and drizzle following in the afternoon, extending eastwards to most areas through tomorrow evening. Highest temperatures 13 to 15 degrees Celsius in light to moderate west to northwest breezes. Looking at the main stories in brief this evening, Donegal-born Senator Robbie Gallagher says there needs to be a special time-limited exemption to allow the sale of alcohol for consumption outdoors. A High Court judge has directed the Health Minister to outline the reasons for allowing indoor dining in hotels and B&Bs, but not in regular restaurants. The COVID-19 Community Assessment Hub, which operated in Letterkenny from April until earlier this month, has been shortlisted for a HSE Excellence Award. 133 new COVID-19 cases confirmed in Northern Ireland today, with no new COVID-related deaths. The ESRI says some social welfare reforms could be needed to help get people back to work post-pandemic, and a total of 53 arrests were made by Gardaí in Letterkenny over what was a very busy weekend, 29 for dangerous driving offences. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 21st of June. The death has taken place of Kathleen McGinley, Kilocaran, Creasla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Wednesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St Michael's Church, Creasla. The sudden death has taken place of Joe Meehan, 33, Manor Court, Convoy. His remains will repose at his residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral service at his residence on Wednesday afternoon at 12:30, with burial afterwards in the family plot in St Mary's Old Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of George Clark, Coolaty, Lifford. His remains are reposing at his late residence. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Funeral leaving Coolatee at 20 past 10 tomorrow morning to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass may be viewed on clonleyparish.com. The death has taken place of Pat Doherty, Leanan Urris, formerly of St Columbkill's Village, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his nephew Joe and Marie Porter's home at Leanan Urris. The house is strictly private, please. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to St Michael's Church, Urris, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Columbkill's Village, care of any family member or Comiskey funeral directors. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the funeral is private with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The funeral mass can be viewed live on the Clonmany Together Facebook page. The death has occurred of Vincent O'Donnell, Vincy Sheila of Drumnakilleu, Inver, formerly of Ranya Ferishta. Removal from his late residence tomorrow morning to St Noel's Church, Ardahi, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, with burial afterwards in St Mary's Star of the Sea Churchyard, Annagry, travelling via Frosses, Dunloe, Crawley and Ranafast. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Motor Neuron Association, care of Gallagher funeral directors or any family member. Due to government and HSE guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The funeral mass will be live streamed on the St Noel's Parish Inver Facebook page. The death has taken place of Bridget Kathleen McLaughlin, 46 Springfield, Cardonna, and formerly of Glenealy. Cremation will take place at Lakeland Crematorium in Cavan tomorrow. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the funeral and cremation are strictly private to family only, please.